Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk about here in the show today. It was a very busy weekend, and of course tonight's Monday Night Raw. And believe it or not, tomorrow is SmackDown 1000. They have done, well, a lot less for SmackDown 1000 than they did for Raw 1000, I'll tell you that much. But that show's coming up tomorrow. We got matches for that show and Raw tonight. And guess what? All of those matches are leading to WWE Crown Jewel. It's Monday. There have been stories on Sports Illustrated. There have been stories on HBO. There have been stories in all sorts of mainstream media. And WWE, as of right now, is still going to Saudi Arabia. And that's not going to change, it looks like, unless they are forced to not go to Saudi Arabia. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. There have been senators arguing against them going. It's a very, very interesting situation. Obviously, a lot of the wrestlers don't want to go. Office staff, I've been told a lot of yes men. They're going to do whatever Vince McMahon wants. Vince McMahon obviously wants to go. There is a lot of money there. And I guess Vince's belief is everybody is going to be safe. So what are we worried about here? That's the story on Saudi Arabia. If you want to talk more about it today, you're welcome to. There's really nothing new today. So if you don't want to talk about it, I don't mind talking about other stuff as well. There is plenty. Last night was the Impact Bound for Glory show. A very interesting show. Johnny Impact won the title beating Austin Aries in a weird match. It was actually a very, very good match. But at the beginning, they worked it like it was a shoot. And they had shoot-style promos leading up to it. And there are Impact Wrestling tapings today and tomorrow. And Austin Aries went home, so he's not going to be on the tapings. So you can make of that what you will. I guess we'll find out more over the next several weeks and months what's going on actually for real with Austin Aries. And we got the New Japan Super Junior Tag Tournament starting later on tonight. We got the Young Bucks and Hangman Page and Marty Scurll no longer doing Bullet Club t-shirts after the end of the year. A lot of stuff to talk about, and we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to talk about here today. There is Saudi Arabia, which really we covered in a lot of depth yesterday on this show, and there's really nothing new here today. There was a segment on last night, where they talked for 18 minutes about this, and there's been articles in Sports Illustrated and a number of other places as well. And, I mean, we could talk about it if you want to, but the gist of all of this is nothing has changed this morning. So I think it's abundantly clear that they absolutely are not going to pull out unless they're forced to pull out. And I foolishly, a couple of days ago, stated that my gut feeling was that they were going to pull out. And as usual, when using my gut when talking about WWE, I was wrong. So I guess we'll see what happens. But got a person here asking about the talent and, you know, couldn't the wrestlers all just say that they don't want to go? Could WWE talent, this person says, just agree not to go to Crown Jewel? They need a union. I mean, we're wasting our breath. They're not going to unionize. They're not going to get together and say they don't want to go. That's it. That's just the way things are. So at the end of the day, Vince is either going to be forced to pull out of Saudi Arabia or they're going. And that's the update on the story. And I have nothing more to say about it, except we got qualifying matches for the Crown Jewel Best in the World tournament. Or the, what do they call it? The World Cup to determine the best in the world. That's what it's called. So there you go. That's the story. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. This morning, the president, before going to tour Florida and Georgia for all the hurricane damage, mentioned that it's possible that rogue killers and not the country of Saudi Arabia itself may be to blame for the death of Khashoggi.
So rogue killers.
Sounds very dangerous.
Sounds very dangerous to go over there with rogue killers running around.
You would think, but it doesn't do much for anyone to hope for an official American reason for to not go to meetings and to run events such as Crown Jewel. So that's not a big plus right there. And I guess if you really wanted to add anything else, Endeavor. WME has pulled out of a deal with the Saudi government that was going to invest $400 million. The Saudis are going to invest into the country or into the company to take like a 5 to 10% stake of the company. They are now pulling out of that deal. Richard Branson is pulling out of a deal. So there is some businesses that are certainly doing that and some individuals that are taking a stand. And you're going to have to seemingly take one individually because, like I said again, it does not look like there's going to be anything that comes from the president or State Department that says WWE don't go.
All right, last night was also the Impact Wrestling pay-per-view, Bound for Glory. We talked a lot about it on the show yesterday. The whole
Austin
Aries. Do you
want to talk about Don Leo Jonathan instead?
John Moore. We talked about that yesterday.
Mark. I know.
Are you kidding me? Get out of here. So listen, here's the update today, everybody, as well as what I think's going on, all right? So last night, they did this match, and the first 5 minutes, they played it up or worked it or whatever like it was an old shooting match, except neither of them are shooters. So it was actually like, it really looked like two guys that didn't really know how to fight going out there and trying to fight. I got to give him credit for that. It was very realistic. Or, I don't know, who knows what happened. But anyway, then they start the match. And they work the match, just like any other wrestling match, although it was a very, very good match. And then at the end, John Morrison wins after Taya got wiped out by Aries. And he hits a Starship Payne. Aries is pinned. Ref counts 1, 2, 3. And then Austin Aries jumps to his feet. And he gets out of the ring. And he flips off Don Callis up there doing commentary. And he walks to the back. And that was the end of the show. Today, they're at the Melrose Ballroom. They're taping TV today. They're taping TV tomorrow. Austin Aries has gone home. Austin Aries is not going to be on the TV for as long as they tape. So, Austin Aries was not fired to the best of my ability or to the best of my knowledge. So, what this means to me is, this is what I believe happened. I could be wrong. I could be an idiot. I believe that what happened was Aries and Morrison got into a tweet battle back and forth, and they actually hurt each other's feelings. Aries doesn't like being called short. Probably wasn't the best thing to call Morrison's wife husky. Tweets all got pulled. Then, I guess, my belief is that after this whole thing went down, they personally apologized to each other and decided to go with it. And then that led us to the press conference. And my belief at the press conference is that the whole thing was planned, largely how it went down. But I believe that when they got into their wild fracas, I believe that it got a little bit out of control. I know that his sponsor got knocked down. I know that there was a lot of unhappiness with sponsors and with Anthem over the way that that press conference thing went down. I then believe that everything got smoothed out after that as well. And they decided to go with it for the pay-per-view. And my belief is that it is all an angle and that he has been sent home and that at some point down the road, he's going to do the big invasion comeback deal. And that's where this is all going to go. Now, who knows what's real, what's not? I think it's all an angle right now. But I do believe that there were aspects of this that were a shoot and that they decided to go with it. And quite frankly, if that's what happened, they did a hell of a job with it. It was very interesting last night. Very interesting.
You know what the biggest work of this whole thing is? Anyone believing Anthem's got corporate sponsors?
Oh, get out of here. Come on.
Hey, look, they got people talking. And I'm not asking this flippantly. I'm serious. Do you know what they had as far as the crowd goes last night? Because I know they said...
Well, it wasn't very good, but you can't get a lot of people in there. So I'm sure they sold out. But there were only like... Someone told me that the capacity of the building is like 1,100 if there's just like 1,100 people standing in the building. But then you have to add a wrestling ring in there, which they added a very small wrestling ring, by the way. So you've got to add the wrestling ring and you've got to add the barricade. And so that severely cuts down on the number of people that can be in there. I would say, I don't know, 500, somewhere around there.
Well, and the reason, one of the reasons I kind of am interested in that is, number one, to see what they got. Number two, also, because you're going to run two nights now at TV tapings, and their TV tapings have been, you know, not very dynamic for a variety of reasons here in the past, and they could certainly use some flashy taping. So, again, I don't know. It's difficult to believe, you know, to know where the line is actually being, you know, muddied, even if there is a muddied line here. But you, in some ways, can't blame them. They are desperate. So almost anything that they do, including the soap opera-ish way they were playing, the LAX storyline and Sue Young and all that sort of stuff, even though that stuff is really over the top. At this point, I mean, I don't know, you know, short of killing someone or something like that. No Khashoggi jokes. I don't know what they're supposed to do. I mean, there's only so much money to throw around, and even if you threw down a bunch of money and ran a PWG-styled show, I mean, is that really going to help Anthem? So I don't know what the right answer for them is, but at least they got some buzz going off this thing. So you do have to give them a little bit of a heads up for that because
let me say this about
your job.
Let me say this about that. Okay, I've seen a lot of wrestling companies that decide we're going to get some buzz and we're going to design some sort of angle, some sort of shoot style angle, and a lot of the times it's like really bad. But if what I think happened here is what happened, then something happened, and people's feelings were hurt. And they found a way to take that and run with it in a very effective way.
My God, pro wrestling. They did pro wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, you said that like they need the attention and that sort of thing. But this doesn't strike me as something where we need some buzz, and so we're going to design something. This seemed more like something happened, and they were like, man, let's do this. And they did it, and they did a great job with it.
Well, yeah, and look, those two, they could have ordered, hey, get reckless on Twitter, and we'll see. We try to get some buzz going, and maybe it got out of control that way. Well, however it came, they did a good job capitalizing on it.
Knowing Aries, I think that just he said something on Twitter that rubbed someone the wrong way. Anyway, back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of updates before we go to the phones and the text messages here, and we got like 1,000 of them. Dr. Luch is being moved to Friday. There's obviously a lot of stuff to talk about here today, so we're going to bump him. And Friday is a better day for him anyway. It looks like, over the next couple of days, tomorrow we will be joined by Nick Aldis, which I cannot wait for. He was awesome doing commentary on the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
As the former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Nick Aldis.
Yes, and also David Lagana is going to be on the show on Wednesday, all talking about the NWA 70th anniversary show. Dr. Lucha on Friday, Dave Meltzer on Thursday. So we are packed with the guests here this week. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to the studio line first. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hello, Brian. How you doing today?
Hey, getting close to that phone. What's up?
Well, Brian, I want to talk about the second greatest angle that TNA has ever done. It was almost perfect except for the not having the blood on the lady's shirt and not decapitating Sue Young's head. I want to talk about so much wackiness that it brought a tear to my eye. I thought that it when my family watched this show and I have...
Your family watched that with you?
Yes. My 2.5-year-old great-nephew.
Your phone's terrible, dude.
He loves it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my guy's got a rotary.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I got to let him go. What in the hell was that?
Oh, John in Memphis. John.
Yeah. But hey, maybe. It's sad, too, because he was on the air for waiting for so long. But when he listens back, he'll understand why I had to let him go. I'd be happy to talk about that for a moment. The angle last night where Allie went to the land of the undead, okay? Now, a couple of things. I have not watched Impact every week, all right? There's just so much stuff to watch. I did watch Bound for Glory, obviously. I really enjoyed the show, I might add. But I was told by people that watch every week that this is what they're doing every week on Impact. This was not, if you only watch the big shows, and there are a lot of people that do, this was not like something weird that they just kind of did out of nowhere. They've been doing these sort of skits every week on the show. And I was told that if you've been watching all of them, then like whatever you thought about it, the Rosemary appearance was a great payoff. I'll take their word for it. It was obviously a very controversial segment. A lot of people absolutely hated it. Some people liked it. I could tell you that I watched it here with Vinny, and we were just flabbergasted the entire time. We didn't hate it. I wouldn't have done it on my show. I was baffled that it was done on the same show that they were trying to convince us that Aries and John Morrison were having a real fight in the middle of the ring, and it directly preceded that. It was kind of mind-boggling in a sense. But if you're going to accept it for what it is, I mean, I laughed. I thought it was just one of the craziest things I ever saw. It was completely preposterous. In the middle of it, my brother-in-law Tony, who hates wrestling, walked in, and he was transfixed. When it was over, he said, "That was awesome." I mean, it's not like he's ever going to watch Impact again, but it was just so wacky to him that he enjoyed it. So, hey, whatever you want to think about is whatever you want to think about it. Those were my thoughts. Did you see this, Mike?
31 flavors. Like, if you all,
this
you
was
know,
like the 40th flavor.
That was, and there's again, they are trying anything. And see, look. The whole thing with Sue Young from the jump has been, you know, you kind of, it is what it is, right? And it is, the Rosemary callback was a nice touch. I mean, again, that was one of those things that I think most wrestling fans, you know, once you get past your average fandom, they like stuff like that, especially in this day and age. So it was a nice touch, and you can do bells and whistles like that. And if it's just one part of your card, sure, it's not going to make Jim Cornette like your card, but that's okay. Again, if everything is, again, if you're trying to move things forward and you're actually trying and you're throwing stuff against the wall, sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't, but at least this is a memorable one without it being... Look, and with what we've seen in wrestling with the Hardys and in DDT and places that we have taken wacky things, I mean, this is just an effort. You know what I mean? Even if you didn't like it, to me, it's not like it would have killed the show for you.
All right, let's go to
I'm wrong. Maybe it would have killed the show for someone. We'll get that text then.
Let's go to Anthony in Sarasota. He is on the Sports Byline. You're on the air. What's up, dude?
Yeah, yes, Brian, and I'm wondering if you would like this idea. I'm saying this in my head. I'm a fan, and I'm specifically a fan of Dean Ambrose. Honestly, once he gets the Shield, I think he's good. He's really good on the mic, and he could lead us a stable by himself. And the stable I was thinking of was him, Nikki Cross, NXT, Aleister Black, and the two guys that Rockstar Spud is managing, and
AOP.
AOP, yeah.
They'll call themselves Switchblade Conspiracy, unless ZZW has
a trademark
on it.
Yeah.
They can use that name. Do you agree, or would you have another name for the stable?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm not sure that I would put Dean Ambrose in a stable, to be perfectly honest with you. He's kind of got that thing where, I mean, he's been with the Shield, but he's always sort of been like kind of a lone wolf, even though they gave that gimmick to Baron Corbin, of all people. So I figure that if he splits off from the Shield, I guess they could put him with another faction, but I see him being more of a, like just a crazy loner, which sounds like Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, and I would probably prefer that, too, from where the character's at right now. But if you wanted to stick him, like, you know, at some point, Drew McIntyre is going to exit stage left from Dolph. And if they both happen to stay bad dudes, you know, at that point, if you want to hook up Dolph and Ambrose in a, you know, the I don't care, you know, I don't give a whatever kind of faction, you could do that. You know, if you're going to make him a wild man, though, I mean, with Nikki Cross, then what have you done with Aleister Black and Eric Young and that crew? You know what I mean? And AOP, I think, needs to stand on their own as a tag team. I mean, before being the heavies for someone again, they need to be established on their own. They seem like they're trying to do that now, and it seems to be a team that Vince would get behind. I mean, they brought him up, weren't sure what to do, but they didn't hurt him either. So they've kind of got him on a path now, and we'll have to see where it goes. But yeah, I think, you know, with the way everything's been set up with Ambrose, yeah, he can have some allies or something like that as he goes and fights Seth and Roman and all that sort of stuff. But him on his own as a solo, I think, is the way you'd rather go with him. I'm not saying a new Randy Orton, but somebody's going to have to start picking up these torches for these guys and running with them, not just Roman from John Cena.
Dear Lord, we got a lot of texts, messages, and tweets here, so let's get going.
About Impact?
Well, first off, John from Memphis says, sorry about my phone, it's acting up, but he says his 2.5-year-old nephew loved the Undead Realm segment, laughed at it, and it made a new fan. You let a 2.5-year-old watch that segment?
What time was that on?
My daughter's 2.5 years old. There was an axe murder. There was blood spurting everywhere. There were zombies. That's crazy. John?
Hard world out there, man.
Oh, man. I don't know if I definitely wouldn't have done that.
He's
I wouldn't want my wife in the room either, for all crying out loud. This person here says, talking about so much content, are you going to review NXT UK, the premieres this week with Vinny or Tom? I don't know. I don't know if I have time. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't know if I have time to add that.
Their tag belts are so much better.
We got 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown, an hour of NXT, an hour of 205, an hour of the Mae Young Classic, half hour of the Mixed Match Challenge, and then the NXT UK.
I'm watching video highlights.
Hey, listen, here's the other thing I just want to say. I mean, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I'm writing another book.
Heard that.
Yeah. 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Mm-hmm. They want the manuscript in by December 1st. So whatever spare time I had before, it's all going towards writing this book right now.
Right here in the bullpen for you, Coach.
So I'm not sure that, you'll see a copy, fear not. I don't know if that I've got another hour to devote to NXT UK. There's just so much stuff. But we'll see what happens. This person here says, kind of sad that TNA has to take this road to get attention. Smells like WCW 2000. WCW 2000 was much worse.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, yeah, they're doing some things that they did back in WCW, and I'm not a big fan of, you know, airing the part from TMZ where they talk about how matches are fixed, but maybe they'll go off script in the main event. Like, that should have been cut off the show. I absolutely would not have done that, but to compare this to WCW 2000.
Well, here's the thing, too. What was the best wrestling match last night?
Main event.
Okay, besides that.
Dude, there was a bunch of them. The opener. I'll tell you what to watch last night if you want to see
it. But this is the thing. You're going to tell us, and that's going to be good. But the problem is nobody else, you know, for somebody out there that's complaining about this, what else are you talking about? Because it's not like TNA's had bad matches this year. They've actually had some really good matches.
Rich Swann, Willie Mack versus Ethan Page, Matt Sydal. That was a great opener. You had the Tessa Blanchard, Taya Valkyrie match, which was really good. You had Eddie Edwards and Tommy Dreamer versus Moose and Killer Cross, which was your ECW-style match. Phoenix and Pentagon and Brian Cage versus OVE. I really liked that match. I guess I liked it more than some people, but there was some great flying. There was a great story. Brian Cage played King Kong, literally. And then LAX OGs. Like, you got to watch it because it was the craziest match you ever saw that didn't involve actual weapons. The ring was a weapon. They took the canvas and the matting off of it, the padding, and they took the padding off the buckles, and these guys are just killing themselves with boards everywhere. And then the main event was great. So, yeah. Anyway, back in a moment with more. Tons of texts. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I just got this DM here from Jeff, and I don't want to make light of the situation, but the wording of this. Just saw that CNN is reporting the Turkish journalist was killed during interrogation gone wrong by the Saudi government. How do you accidentally behead and dismember somebody? Anyway, if true, WWE should cancel Crown Jewel. Well, you know, people have been saying that for a long time, but zero movement in that direction, although maybe this will change things. I guess we shall see.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see, but the professor of economics for Duke University did raise a good point, especially with what the president came out and said this morning, which is, you know, there's a way where a three-way deal is going to end up being worked out where Turkey gets, you know, some sort of satisfaction from both sides. And this gets blamed already on a rogue group coming from Saudi Arabia because they've already used the "they were tourists" line. That obviously is not the case with how all these guys got there and flew back on the same day, many of them going over on the same chartered flight. So that tourist thing went out the window. So because of that, turning it to a story where it was a rogue group out to get him, thinking they were doing something helpful for the Saudi government, now that's the way it's going to probably be played. And yeah, again, what that does is give a sign that we're not going to do anything, and it's truly up to you individually to make the call. And WWE isn't just not going to make that call, it seems, as they continue to monitor the situation.
This person here says, what's the deal with Seth Rollins and Kenny Omega on Twitter talking about having a match at either the Tokyo Dome or WrestleMania? Well, Kenny Omega is under contract to New Japan, and he may re-sign after the Tokyo Dome or whenever his deal is up. I actually think it's up a couple months into 2019. I could be wrong. I remember that he signed several months into 2018, so if it was a one-year deal, it would not expire at the very end of the year or whatever. So we'll see. Obviously, this sort of thing is not done by accident. WWE is very, very careful about what their people are allowed to tweet. So I'm sure that Seth asked and was given the okay, and I'm sure that they very much want Kenny Omega. Whether anything will come of it, who knows? The Bullet Club did announce that they've got one shirt that they just created, a Bullet Club shirt, which they're calling The Last One. And this was Young Bucks, Cody, Hangman Page, and Marty Scurll. They will no longer be marketing Bullet Club t-shirts after the end of the year. According to Dave, a lot of people have asked what that means. It was a business decision, given New Japan owns the Bullet Club name, and they're looking at marketing themselves with IP that they will completely own themselves. It is not necessarily indicative of where they will be in 2019. So that's the update on that.
And they were on the path to that anyway, with the whole Golden Elite and all that sort of stuff. You started to see the pull away, which it makes sense, obviously, because they don't have that intellectual property, and they are the ones that got those other guys' intellectual property into a lot of these stores where there were lots and lots of sales. So them just setting up their future, I don't know if there's really much to read in that at all, especially when you look at kind of how things were going and how the name started to change and how things started to take forth quite some time ago. So, you know, this ending up somebody losing a match and then all of the rights ending up in the hands of Tama Tonga or whoever is going to be leading the charge for that side, that's probably going to be the way it goes.
Where it says, if Endeavor can give up $400 million, why can't WWE? It's not can or can't they. It's will or won't they. That's where we're at right now. Of course they could afford to give it up. I mean, they're making so much money starting in the fall of 2019 with these TV deals. They're certainly not hurting for money now. It's not can they afford it. It's are they willing to give it up? And right now the answer is no, they're not willing to give it up.
No, and just leaning into what I just said a little bit earlier on, apparently the New York Times just came out with about 3:15 is what it says Eastern Time, reporting that the Saudis could, quote, blame an intelligence service official, unquote, and shield MBS from responsibility. So that is exactly the way they're going to now play this, which is, again, backed seemingly by the words of the president this morning. So your move, WWE.
Burt says, is Sean going to wrestle at WrestleMania? I have no idea. I know there are rumors out there, but the last that I heard was, and this was a couple of days ago, that the working idea was that if they don't go to Saudi Arabia, then Shawn Michaels won't be wrestling at Survivor Series, which sounds to me like he was willing to come back for a lot of money, and if that lot of money isn't coming in, he's not going to do that match. I do not believe. I just want to make this abundantly clear. I've been wrong before. I don't believe that Shawn Michaels is going to have a singles match with AJ Styles or anybody at WrestleMania. I believe that if they pull out of Crown Jewel, then if he does wrestle at WrestleMania, it will be Triple H and Shawn Michaels against The Undertaker and Kane.
In a everybody get out and retire match. I would do that. I would honest to God do that. If that's the direction that this thing goes, I would probably, Shawn Michaels, I don't know what you do. You lay him out. You know, you put him through the car window like Triple H. I don't know what you do to delay things. And obviously Kane can go back to, he's got another job. I don't know if anyone knows this during the day. So he can go back to doing that. And honest to God, I don't need to see any of the four. I guess it's a matter of whether Triple H wants to stop when he really doesn't need to. And I guess there's always a way he can heelishly put himself back into the mix. But if all four of those guys wanted to go out and do the all the goodbyes and get all any of the other legends out there that you want to, get everybody out there, just everybody go away. And I hate to say that because I no problem with any of the four guys. But, like, just can we end this now, please? Stop trying to bring all these guys back.
For this, there was a huge discussion on Reddit yesterday, the fact that reuniting the Shield has killed Seth's momentum and Dean's return just to help Roman. What are your thoughts? Is it the reunion's fault, or was that inevitable regardless? Well, they reunited them because they thought that the reunion of the Shield after all these years was going to be huge for business. And I don't know how Shield merchandise is doing. I don't think that it's hurt Seth Rollins' momentum all that much. I think he's in just about the same place he was. It gives something for Dean to do. It's obviously going to build to a storyline where Dean turns on them. They hoped that it would get Roman Reigns cheered, and it really hasn't, but I don't think it's a big deal. And if Seth Rollins is very, very talented, then when they break up, probably around Survivor Series, I'm sure he will go back to having great singles matches, which he's been doing anyway. He's got one tonight, for crying out loud.
I don't get the feel at all that Seth's been hurt in any way, where if you just didn't put him there, that people aren't going to, you know, women aren't going to shriek and people aren't going to lose their minds. I mean, yeah, I guess it's, I don't know. I don't even feel like it's been dumbed down a little bit. I guess you could see how, since other people are involved, you know, everything's kind of being, you know, spread to six guys basically throughout this whole thing. But he's just someone, I mean, it's like Dean Ambrose right now. What's really come off of Dean Ambrose since he's been back? So I think everything is fine.
Spurs says, if WWE moves the event, at least they'll be able to book females on the Crown Jewel show. The last I heard was that they will not move the event.
Yeah.
The event is either taking place or the event is being canceled. So there will not be women on Crown Jewel, because Crown Jewel will either be in Saudi Arabia or it will not take place. Spurs says, sorry, Brian, Jackson Ryker is a much better name than Gunner. Listen, we're all entitled to our opinion. Yours is wrong.
Jackson Ryker.
I hate Jackson Ryker.
With an X,
name.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, God. It's just, no.
This person here says, with Earth becoming uninhabitable by 2040, it's got to be Ryan. Do you think Corbin will get a push because he could piggyback off all of this end of days talk?
Well,
I think
there was
something. This has to be a young person. Okay? There has been end of days talk since there have been days.
Well,
do you understand?
Hold on.
This is not a modern thing.
Yes, but this was about the basically a climate report that stated,
yes,
that we could be in risk of crisis.
Yes.
Not that
and 40 years
the
ago,
end of days are coming.
Jesus was coming back, or we were getting, actually 40 years ago was like, you know, we were going to get blown up in a nuclear war. 40 years before that, Jesus was coming back. And that one stretches back like 2,000 years.
Oh,
so,
you think?
Yes, this is not new. I'm not saying that this report is BS. All I'm saying is that the story that we're in the end days is definitely not new.
But I tell you what, if you are worried about climate issues and things like that and want to help the environment, Whale Scout would be a good place for
damn
you
right
to invest in.
You should see how few salmon there are this year.
Mm.
It's sad. Scary,
because I like salmon, so it actually bothers me immensely.
Like, there were stories from around this area from the Native Americans that, like, when the salmon used to come back, you could like walk across a river on the backs of all these salmon. We've been looking for salmon for weeks now, and we've seen like four salmon. It's just pathetic. And anyway,
Do you ever trust anyone that says Solomon? Because I don't.
As far as here, it says 6 years ago, the Mayans thought the world would end. Hey, it wasn't just the Mayans. I'm sure Ryan probably called in 2011 about the end of the world. As far as it says, oh yeah, we got that, the CNN story. All right, this person here says, last night's Bound for Glory show was great. Loved the shooty aspect of the main event. Far better news than Bullet Club making. Let's not get into that. This person here says, I know it doesn't mean anything, but I refuse to watch the show in Saudi Arabia. Well, hey, you know, we'll see what happens when they get their WWE Network numbers. I mean, if you ask me, like, you're few and far between. Everyone's going to watch the show on the network. I don't picture, like, 50% of people watching it because they're trying to take a stand. It just really doesn't happen with wrestling. Everybody says that they'll do it, but then when the show's on, they watch it. I want to see the return of Shawn Michaels. So, I mean, if seriously everybody did boycott the show, I mean, that would be a statement to them. But what the hell difference does it make? They're making $50 million. They don't care if, like, 20 people watch it on the network. They make their $50 million. Now, if $50 million worth of people canceled the network, that's something different. But that's not going to happen. This person here says, Brian, Whale Scout here. I still think about that segment and how I enjoyed it. How can I donate to Whale Scout as a thank you? WhaleScout.org is the website. www.whalescout.org. There's also a PayPal donate thing. I don't remember what it is, but if I find it, I'll tell you. How is Dean... Oh. What is the latest on the Madman Pondo story? I haven't heard this. Mike, what's going on with Madman Pondo?
Madman Pondo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, texter, update me. I need to know the update here. This person says, how has Dean been hurt with being in the Shield? The main Raw angle is revolved around him. You're right. That's why I don't agree with that big argument right there. This person here says, what are your predictions for the ratings of SmackDown 1000? Above 4, between 3 and 4, the show is being built around the returns of Undertaker, Evolution, Edge, Rey Mysterio, and many others after all. Why not do a poll on your Twitter? Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow and I'll do it. All I know, well, this person here says the ratings are going to bump up really high, like it was for the Raw 25th anniversary show earlier this year. Thus, it will surely beat Raw in the ratings, right? For the first time since the end of 2016 when SmackDown was at its peak. Well, depending on how Raw does tonight, and I actually don't know the competition tonight, but if it is intense competition, which I don't think it is, I think that's the end of the month, they're having the really strong competition. I mean, theoretically, SmackDown 1000 could beat Raw this week. But for some reason, I watch SmackDown every week, and I just feel like they haven't done like a phenomenal job of building it up. Like, they've talked about it, they've talked about guys coming back, but, I mean, there's no massive big matches, there's no... I don't know. Still a two-hour show, same time slot. Just doesn't feel as big to me as Raw 25, or the Raw 1000 show. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I can confirm, if you head up to whalescout.org, there's a big red button that says donate, and you can donate through PayPal. And I would like to thank Mike, by the way, who made a donation to the whales after sleeping through the show the other day, which I did not need you to do, Mike, but I appreciate it.
I'll find myself a game check before you go ahead and do that, boss. And remember, everyone, 501c3, so you can write this off on your taxes.
That's right.
So not only can you do something that will absolutely help the environment, it will also go and be a nice fine write-off for all the money that you make here in the United States and Canada and such.
That's right. It is all environmental, by the way. They do so much habitat restoration work. That's a main thing that Whale Scout does. So it's not just looking at fish. But anyway, Madman Pondo.
Or you dressed as a fish.
That's right. Madman Pondo did an indie show over the weekend where fans jumped into the ring and the wrestlers fought them off and left the fans bloody.
I'm assuming this was in Indiana.
And this person said Pondo was cutting a promo at an indie wrestling show in Ohio.
Oh, close enough.
And yes, it was Ohio versus everything. Four fans rushed the ring. Wrestlers came in from the back, bloodied them, kicked the hell out of them. Fans were left bloody. There is video available at Ringside News. Listen, you can't hit the ring. I don't know what happened. I haven't watched the video. But you can't hit the ring.
If you hit the ring, you get prepared to get hit in the face.
I mean, for crying out
loud. I know
loud.
You want to take him down and not do anything.
I mean,
to
I don't know what he said in the promo to get four fans to hit the ring. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of different... There's a lot of blame to go around, I'm sure, but you can't hit the ring.
Do you think this show would qualify for Jim Cornette as an outlaw mud show?
We'll have to watch this video and find out so I don't talk too much about it. Hey, we're out of time, everybody, but we'll be back tomorrow with more. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Apologize if we didn't get to your text message. I'll try to get to those after the show. And we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners. Everybody in the studio, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.